You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora from T-Storm Weather out of Chicago is here to take up the weather forecast, which, Mike, appears to be maybe a little warmer and have a little bit more rain in it. Tell me about it.
It will turn notably warmer as we go forward. We can see that temperatures over the next 10 to 14 days, and maybe even a bit longer than that, will be more similar to the first half of June than the first half of May. Now, that might seem a bit surprising considering how cool it is today, but the weather we have right now is more than likely going to be the coolest of the next several weeks and potentially the coolest for the rest of the growing season, at least leading into the fall. We do have a very sharp warm-up that begins over the next 2 to 3 days, and that will send temperatures into the 70s and 80s across a large portion of the central U.S., including most of Illinois. Nighttime temperatures will also be mild. We won't be seeing lows in the 30s and 40s like we have been lately. We'll be seeing low temperatures in the 50s and 60s. This is much warmer than normal for this time of the year, and because of that, coolness will not be a limiting factor for corn, soybean, or spring wheat planting, or for wheat development in general. So all in all, temperatures going forward will be nearly ideal for May. The one flip side of this is that it turns notably wetter as we go forward as well. It's a bit unusual to see warm weather accompanied by wet weather, but that is the situation that we're looking at, beginning as early as Sunday and Monday across the northwest half of the Corn Belt, and then across a large portion of the plains starting on Tuesday, and then the rest of the Corn Belt Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. So 1 week from right now, we'll more than likely be talking about just how wet it's been across a large area. The one exception to this, though, is for areas primarily from southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and southern Ohio on to the south. This area will not be seeing very much in the way of rainfall over the next 7 to 8 or maybe even 9 days. Recall that a large portion of that region was unseasonably wet over the last several weeks and months, so this is very well timed for them. We don't think we'll see too much in the way of a planting problem from the Delta into the southern Corn Belt over the next week or week and a half. After that, all bets are off, though, as it does look to turn quite a bit wetter. So, Todd, this is just a rather interesting forecast for this time of the year. This is the type of stuff we typically would see in the first half of June, not really in the first half of May.
Do we have an indication in the northern and western part of the Corn Belt next week of how much rainfall or precipitation might actually accumulate?
Well, we think that there's going to be a fairly widespread swath of 1 to 2 inch amounts across most of the plains, most of the Corn Belt, and most of the Delta over the next 10 to 12 days. Some areas should be even a little bit wetter than that. The areas that would most likely be wetter are across the northwest half of the Corn Belt, primarily to the north of Interstate 70 and more into that Interstate 80 corridor, especially Nebraska, Iowa, and into northwest Illinois. The main reason for that is simply because not only do we have a large and wet system moving through over Tuesday and Thursday of next week, we also have thunderstorms Sunday and Monday coming up. So they kind of see two good chances for rain as opposed to one. And quite honestly, we don't see this pattern ending through mid-May. So we think it's going to turn quite a bit wetter.
Mike, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, helps us wrap up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.